Meeting to order, our chairman and our vice chairman aren't here, but we do have a quorum. So I will be the pro tem here for 15 or 20 minutes until the chairman shows up. Is that acceptable to everybody?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're calling the meeting to order of the PFAC Advisory Committee. This is May 8th, 2014. Excuse me. And the first item on the agenda is the minutes. Excuse me, of the January 9th PFAC meeting. We haven't been here in a while, have we?
We have not.
Been a while. Do we have some comments on the minutes? Anybody? I think that in the minutes, we asked for some information about the approval of the projects with that district. Do we have that?
That's correct, Mr. Chair, Mr. Hammond. There were a couple of action items on the minutes, and I'll just go through the three that I've noted. One was on the first page related to notification to taxpayers about the savings they received on the CFDs, and we have not met with Treasurer Tax Collector staff yet, but that is on our radar to meet with County Council and the Treasurer Tax Collector to work on that, but so that that'll be that notification will be ready by the time the tax bills go out in September.
All right.
If I might just add to that, Chair Hammond. We obtained the memo that was produced by CEO, which talked about the savings, which actually I found in my files, waiting for the right time. We have actually put information on the website this last month that will link your property tax bill from the tax bill you receive to a summary of each CFD online. It will allow you to identify when your property was last how much is outstanding, when it was refinanced, or if it's the original amount outstanding, and the year that the debt will be paid off. And I'm working on a press release for that that will incorporate some of the savings in, and then our plan is for the insert for next year would be to work to do an intelligent insert that we would actually send to those tax rate areas that would have the savings, so we would be able to include something separately to them. There would be a possible cost to that. We think it would be small because that might be in addition the inserting cost of it and then any printing cost, but there would be no postage if we were to coordinate it with the tax bill, whereas if we sent something separately to them, you would be paying the full first-class stamp rate. So we do have several ideas, and I appreciate CEO staff has been providing us some information, and hopefully probably at one of the next, maybe not the next meeting, but in a few meetings we will have a little more of that crystallized. But in case you're interested, the website is ocgov.com/MelloRoos, MelloRoos. And we are working also with the auditor controller staff to ensure that the tax bill description will match this report the state has that's a summary of all the CFD districts, so that someone would not have to go through, right now they have to go through a conversion process to get it. It's a little bit more challenging. And our goal is hopefully to have that by this tax bill. If not, it would go into that following tax bill year. But they've been very cooperative, and we just have an older property tax system that is not as easy to program, and there are costs that we don't really have, other than this will eliminate some of the phone calls coming in if people have the information, which will then allow us to save some money there. So thank you very much.
Well, as I recall the issue, Mr. Kim suggested that the county's doing good work for the taxpayers here, and we should let them know we're doing good work. That was the whole point of this. Mm-hmm. And maybe helping the image of the treasurer's office at the same time, right? All right, thank you. What I asked for in the minutes was this district what did you call it, the NDAAP, which is the...
The Neighborhood Development and Preservation Project, known to county staff as NDAP.
Yeah, and it was, this was a district that was in business for many years, decades, right? I mean, and I just wondered, I was just asking maybe for a little bit of a scorecard about what happened with all these years and all this money. I mean, what got done? That was my question.
Correct. And we had anticipated, Mr. Chair and PFAC members, bringing back, when we were here last, we got an approval in concept for a refinancing, and that was when the question came up. And we had anticipated bringing back the financing structure for final approval at this meeting, but we had some administrative issues with the successor agency to NDAP that we needed to work through. And so we thought that we would bring that back, and I think it's our instructions were the list of projects associated with the project area to come back when we return to PFAC for the final approval. So that is still on our list to provide that information, and we anticipate having that to you for the June 2014
meeting. So
this
deal didn't get done?
Not yet. Not yet.
And you were expecting pricing in January?
I believe in January we came for the approval in concept, and we expected it to take only a couple of months, but one of the inhabitants, I guess, the city of Lake Forest introduced some legislation that would have been harmful to our bond, so we needed to work with the city, and we worked with the auditor controller to assist them in writing legislation.
Okay, so this is going to come back in June, is that
absolutely
right? Okay. Hi, Lisa. Pardon me, we just started. We're just on the minutes, so you can take over. Let me finish the minutes, then you can take over, okay?
No problem.
Is that right? All right, thanks, Suzanne. Okay, any other comments about the minutes? Yes.
One more, just to conclude that last action item that's in the minutes, a few sentences down. We were also going to break down the $75 million that was swept by the state between Santa Ana Heights and NDAP, and we'll provide that as well in June.
Okay. Any other comments about the minutes? If not, I'll ask for a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nobody opposed. Ms. Hughes, will you take over this meeting, please? We're on item number two. Number three.
I want to seriously apologize to everyone for being late. This working for a living is interfering with my extracurricular activities. You can't get here from there. I was in Long Beach, so. Anyway, hopefully it will not happen again. Okay. I'd like to call the first item, in fact, the only other item on the agenda, the selection of financing professionals related to the proposed formation of the Rancho Mission Viejo Community Facilities District and bond financing of public facilities and projects. Say that fast three times. And who will be presenting?
I will be presenting Suzanne Lester, CEO, Public Finance.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Hughes and PFAC committee. Before I get started, I'd like to provide a handout. It's related to the bond council pricing that's in the proposal. It's a little bit misleading, and I don't think, I think there needs to be further clarification, so I'd like to provide a handout. It doesn't change the recommendation, but when we get to it, the bond council portion of the presentation, we'll walk through it, if that's okay.
Thank you, Richard.
Oh.
Fantastic to see you.
Hi, Carl.
Hey.
The County Executive Office requests PFAC's approval of recommended professionals for proposed CFD formations and potential financing of public facilities and improvements. The first of the proposed formations is anticipated to be for the new community of Rancho Mission Viejo. Just to provide a little background, a condensed version that's in the staff report, in November 2004, the Board of Supervisors approved the Ranch Plan Development Agreement between the County of Orange and Rancho Mission Viejo that will allow up to 14,000 dwelling units, as well as retail, office, recreational, in a 7,700 acres with approximately 15,000 acres to remain open space. Rancho Mission Viejo is proposed to be formed with multiple CFDs and financing of the public facilities and projects that are required pursuant to the approved development agreement to be completed in phases as development occurs. The first proposed county CFD within Rancho Mission Viejo is the Village of Esencia. Esencia is located on 860 acres of hillside land in the unincorporated area of South Orange County, east of the new Sendero Village in Rancho Mission Viejo that just opened up, between the existing master plan communities of Ladera Ranch and Cota de Casa. Phase one, the first proposed CFD, will cover 464 acres and include approximately 870 residential units, an affordable housing site, and a K through 8 school site. The preliminary estimate, very preliminary estimate, is that total bond financing for phase one would be between $75 and $100 million. So step one in this process is to get the county's team together, the formation and financing team. So with that, for the financial advisor that we wanted to get on board, we distributed an RFP for financial advisor services distributed to all nine firms on the county's current panel of qualified financial advisor consultants. Of the nine, three responded with a proposal. A panel was convened to evaluate the responses, considering experience and expertise in CFD formation and financings, availability of the principals to be assigned from the local region, availability to attend meetings, and proposed compensation. The evaluation panel unanimously recommends Fieldman Rolapp and Associates to be selected. Fieldman Rolapp and Associates is recommended on the strength of their experience and expertise in CFD formation and financing, especially in the last 5 years and in Orange County. Fieldman Rolapp and Associates has a long history in Orange County and knowledge of Orange County real estate. Having served as the county's financial advisor for the formations of Newport Coast, Aliso Viejo, Foothill Ranch, Rancho Santa Margarita, and Ladera Ranch. More recently, Fieldman Rolapp and Associates was the financial advisor to the city of Irvine for their recent Great Park CFDs and advisor to the Santa Margarita Water District's formation of the Sendero CFD in Rancho Mission Viejo. On May 1st, 2014, your committee was sent an addendum to the staff report reflecting a revised fee proposal from Fieldman Rolapp and Associates. The revised fee proposal reduces the proposed total fee from $75,500 to $58,500. The fee includes the preparation of a preliminary and a final financial feasibility report, providing advice and assistance in the formation process, including analyzing and reviewing developer financial statements, a proposed market absorption report, reviewing the proposed special tax rate and method of apportionment, and negotiations with the developer. So we will be requesting that your committee approve the selection of Fieldman Rollap and Associates. Moving on to the Bond and Disclosure Council, an RFP was distributed to all 12 firms on the county's current qualified panel of approved bond council firms. Of these, three responded. A panel was convened to review RFP responses and provide a recommendation. The evaluation panel considered experience and expertise in CFD formation and financing, availability of the principals that would be assigned, and proposed compensation. The panel unanimously recommends Stradling, Yaka, Carlson, and Routh as Bond and Disclosure Council. So at this point, I'd like to just walk through the clarification on the pricing. If you look on the staff report, page 3, almost to the bottom where it says Stradling, Yaka, Carlson, and Routh proposed a fee of $80,000 plus a maximum of $475 for expenses. That $80,000 covers the financing portion only. It does not cover the formation process. We had asked in the RFP for the formation process that firms provide an hourly rate. And so the Stradling on the handout I've provided, Stradling has provided an hourly rate for partner or shareholder of $475 an hour, associate $265, and paralegal support $125. Now the next proposer, Oric, proposed $95,000. Now that $95,000 was all inclusive. They proposed $80,000 for the bond financing, but they did not follow our instructions. They did not provide an hourly rate that we asked for the formation process. They provided a flat fee of $15,000. So what I did was I pulled the hourly rate that's listed in this handout from a general services contract that the county currently has with ORIC, and that we use when issues come up where we request on a needs basis advice and services from ORIC. And then the third firm, which is really, I'm not quite sure where they were coming from, but the $311,000 listed here is also for financing only. So I've also included what they proposed for hourly services that would be for the formation process.
Madam Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
Did you contact Stradling to ask them what that second portion in their estimate would be?
We did not in this case. We've had this happen before where they've indicated, well, if you want hourly, you know.
No, just the magnitude of what the formation in their estimate, what do they think the formation cost would be?
Are you talking about Stradling?
Yes.
Oh, we did contact them. Yes, and we asked them if they felt $15,000 would be reasonable, and they indicated that it would be reasonable, but it's an hourly rate.
Well, wait. I'm a lawyer. You either are flat fee or you're an hourly rate or a percentage. Right. Which is it?
It's an hourly rate, which is what we requested.
Is it an hourly rate to a max of $15,000?
No, it is not.
Well, then it's not a $15,000 quote,
no.
Right?
Yeah. Or quote.
If I might ask Mr. Richard Mendoza to clarify a bit more from CEO Public Finance.
Madam Chair, Richard Mendoza with CEO Public Finance. When we asked the consultants, the reason we put the hourly rate for the formation in contrast to the financing where we asked for a flat fee is that the consultants could not tell us how much time was going to be consumed by the formation process. If they ran into difficulties, it could conceivably take longer than in other instances.
The consultants mean the individual law firms?
Yes. And so, for example, straddling reminded us that the Ladera formation, which this committee took action on several months back, was one of the most difficult ones, and that could stretch it out to conceivably 30,000. Mm-hmm. But if all is clear sailing, it could conceivably even be less than 15,000. So we thought that it would be prudent that instead of asking for a flat rate, that it would be advisable to ask for an hourly rate. And as long as the hourly rates were consistent across, more hours just means more pay. In this case, ORIC did not respond as requested to the RFP. They gave us just a number. And so we said, well, how do we compare apples to apples as opposed to apples to kumquats? And hence the need to go back to their hourly rate for prior contracts.
Wouldn't a cap of $15,000 with a potential for a $30,000 bill be an attractive alternative?
That is an alternative. However, I just have to say, earlier in the spring, when we were proceeding with the refinancing process with the Ladera CFDs, we did have occasion to negotiate the use of some of those old bond proceeds that we wanted to use and provide savings back to the taxpayer. It was very difficult, very difficult. I guess the bottom line is I'm not sure that $15,000 is reasonable. It may be, but it may not be.
Well, do we have a straddling lawyer here?
Yes, we do. Mr. Brad Neal from Straddling Yucca.
Good afternoon, committee.
Your name, sir?
Sorry?
Your name?
Oh, Brad Neal with Straddling Yucca, and I'm a shareholder. What she's described is what was in our RFP that we agreed to $80,000 for the bond financing as both bond counsel and disclosure counsel. And then the formation process would be on an hourly basis with shareholders being $475 an hour, associates being $265 an hour, and paralegals being $125 an hour. Like they've described, the CFD formation process, depending on the complexity and what happens with it, could be over in 90 days, or it could drag on. It could be very complex, and it's hard to gauge how much time is going to be required. But I believe we've agreed to a cap since then of not to exceed $35,000 for the formation. So our compensation for bond counsel, disclosure counsel, and CFD formation would be not to exceed 115. And if you compare that to ORIC's quote of 95 for bond counsel and disclosure counsel plus 15 for formation, then we're within almost the exact same number.
Well, excuse me. May I say something?
Yes.
Well,
who's
going to
stop you?
I know the county has a right to approve the financial advisors in the and the bond council, but what does the client say? I mean, what does Rancho Mission Viejo? Don't they have a voice in this?
PFAC committee members, the County of Orange is the client. Although one of the first things we will ask our bond and disclosure counsel to do when when they are on board is to draft a reimbursement resolution, because that's part of the deal that the developer gets to develop this property and sell homes. But in return, there's certain conditions that they have to meet. And one of the requirements is that they pay for the consultants, but it's an independent process, and those consultants report to the County of Orange as their client, as the County of Orange is the steward of the taxpayers.
So they don't have a choice. They have to take who we pick.
That's correct, and they will have their own team. They will have their own bond counsel that's, when we go into negotiations, that will be there on Rancho Mission Viejo's behalf. And then the team that the county is selecting will be working on the county and the taxpayers' behalf.
Okay. May I? Mr. Neal, come on back. First of all, you're talking to somebody who believes in spreading the business around and has long been a supporter of straddling. So let's get that straight. However, I am, and your billing rates in comparison to Orrick and Fulbright are very good. So we got A+ there. But here's my issue that some of the other panel members may agree or disagree with. We are stewards of the people of county's money. And in negotiating with lawyers, I've had a little experience with that. It seems that it doesn't make sense that if Orrick, at their rates, which appear to be obscene in comparison to yours, just when I look at an associate at 775 versus an associate at 265, that's the genesis of my comment. It doesn't make sense that if they priced it out at about 15,000, when you're one-third of the rates, you've priced it out at about 15,000 with an upside. It just doesn't compute. There's something wrong here. Now, is there a way that we can discuss just between us people here about a more reasonable structure, flat rate? Because 35,000 at your rate is the equivalent of 100,000 at Oryx's.
Well, or we could compare it to Fulbright's quote of 11,000.
They're not on the radar.
I don't know how to respond to Oryx's hourly rates. I find them obscene as well. And I don't know how they computed the $15,000. Maybe they're planning on using nothing but associates and not using much of partner time, where we're planning on using shareholders to do the formation process. All I can say is that we think that our response was very fair and competitive. We weren't asked for a cap on the CFD formation process. We followed the RFP correctly and provided hourly rates for that. For that work, as we were asked to do in the RFP, and now we're sort of being whipsawed because Orrick decided to not follow the instructions and provide a cap. Having said that, like I said, we've already agreed to a not to exceed of 35, and we think we'll come in well south of that. But I think, given that, Orrick's quote was within, all in with their bond and disclosure counsel quote of 95 plus 15 for formation, that we would agree to lower our not to exceed on the CFD formation process so that the all-in straddling quote would be the same as Oryx's, if that would make the committee happy.
No. It didn't make us happy.
I think because of your experience in doing this, and that's why you're here today, that you have to have some feel what it's going to cost to do this. This isn't the first rodeo that you guys have done this before. So we would expect not to have the same number as somebody who was charging $775 for an associate.
That's what I was trying to say inarticulately. Don't you have a budget? I know you do.
Yeah.
We think that, like I said, depending on what the complexity is of the CFD formation process, it could be, it could come in at 15,000 or it could be 35,000. That's why we agreed to, you know, a not to exceed of 35. If we have an idea of what it will take, but like I said, depending on what happens with the formation process, it could be, it could end up being more complex than we're expecting now. I think Ladera Ranch would be probably a pretty good template, like we said, and that came in at $25,000, and that was 10 years ago at those hourly rates. So we think that the not to exceed that we've given is fair.
What if we were to do 15,000 and then you come back before the committee if there were extraordinary reasons that we would have substantially more fees? May I inquire of my members of the committee what they think of that proposition?
That would be fair.
Mr. Hanna, comment?
I'm a little indifferent about this whole issue. I think that the difference between the two law firms that we're talking about here is close. As counties had, as I've been involved in this for so many years, we've had success with both law firms over the years. And I have had a lot of experience in dealing with big law firms and how they price and how they do these things. And I think that for us to impose caps, which is what you're asking for here, is that's possible. But if we impose a cap, they're going to come back if there's difficulty and ask for a raise. I know that. I mean, that's the way these things work. Am I right? Is that a good observation?
Yes.
If you put a cap on it and you have an extraordinary problem, you're going to come back and say, we really got screwed here. How about a raise? That's what typically happens. Am I right?
I'm not sure I would use that terminology, but yes, the sentiment is correct.
Okay. Well, as long as we got the sentiment right. So I think that I think that it boils down to, if you want to put a cap on it with the understanding that they're going to come back, and I think that's what you might have been proposing. Is that right, Lisa?
Well, I was, but now that it was pointed out by my fellow member here, Oryx is cheaper. I mean, it's a cost thing. They're both excellent firms. Right. We want to spread it around. They're both excellent firms. Oryx bid is cheaper. Am I wrong? Ms. Lester?
A committee member, Chair Hughes, the pricing is the same for the financing, but it could potentially be cheaper. We don't know that it will be cheaper based on the hourly rate of straddling. However, I'd like to point out that even if you flip-flop the scores and reflected on the score sheet that straddling was second in price and Oryx was first, that the results, the recommendation would be the same. Straddling was selected based on the strength of their knowledge of Orange County and our financing deals and this developer in particular. I didn't see that Oryx had experience with Rancho Mission Viejo, this developer. Now, you know, I would speculate that probably any land developer is difficult, but Stradling has experience with this land developer. We have a whole new team at the county that's going into the formation, and it's really, we would like to select a bond counsel that has experience with Orange County CFDs, and even more beneficial is this land developer.
That was my point.
So you're recommending straddling?
That's correct.
And even though they're a little bit more expensive, you think their experience with Ladera is worth something, and you'd rather deal with them?
Yes, sir.
Anybody hear from the developer?
Is the developer not here?
The As I mentioned, the developer was not invited to this particular meeting because the selection of the consultants is independent. The selection of the county consultants is independent of the developer.
Yes. I think all of the points are well taken here. Seems to me that if Ms. Lester, for subjective reasons or whatever reasons, thinks that straddling is a better choice, I think I would vote with her.
I believe our treasurer has something to say.
Yes, thank you, Chair Hughes. I have a question. I know from working for an accounting firm, most of the things we did were fixed fees.
So when you went out to an audit, you bid on the audit and you didn't bid an hourly rate, you bid on the total audit. And in some cases, of course, you lost your shorts, and in some cases you made off very well. I mean, you know, it just depends on what you had here. I'm not as familiar with on bond counsel if normally fixed fees are used. I certainly can appreciate, I know we have a new team. It is a very qualified team. The CEO has great staff. You've got great experience. But it is something we haven't done for a while. And I do think that certainly having expertise is key. But I'm also very cognizant that what's going to happen is these costs get rolled into the assessment that's going to go into the Melrose District. And that's going to pass on to those taxpayers who, at this point, aren't identified yet because the property hasn't been sold. It hasn't been developed. They will pay for that infrastructure. And I do know that not every day, but many days, I get many calls from taxpayers about the Melrose and why is it so high and a lot of things about the Melrose area. So I am, you know, cognizant. I would like to see it a little bit more competitive where there is a lower cap on it, but understanding that, you know, yes, there is, you know, some room there. 35,000 certainly seems very high. 30,000 still seems with the rates high. But I do want to ask about the fixed rate versus the other. I know you went out for bid and they followed your lead with that. And is that something we should not do in future? Maybe we should get a fixed fee to protect those. And if that is normal in the bond council industry, not to have a rate. So sorry for the long explanation.
Treasurer Friedenrich. I would say, you know, especially starting out on this process, that the county will probably be issuing these CFDs for the next 15 to 20 years of this last development. I would suggest that, well, I know that the staff, we will track these hours very carefully for this first CFD development. On the formation process, at this point, it is somewhat of an unknown, but after this first one, I believe we will have a good idea of what the subsequent CFD formation timing will take, and that there may be a room to renegotiate in the future. You know, we're always able to renegotiate or on a CFD by CFD formation basis go out to bid once again.
Is this, pardon me for saying this, is this time sensitive at this particular, I mean, could this wait a month?
Committee Member Hammond, we have received a application packet from the developer, so I do know that there's some timing consideration.
Well, here's what I was going to ask. It seems like we have a difference of view on this. Wouldn't it be reasonable to send out an RFP and ask or both ORIC and Stradlink to resubmit with a cap?
I have a suggestion. We understand, Mr. Neal, that you know you thought 15 wasn't fair to come back to us with any overages. Can you stand here today and give us a $25,000 cap for your fees on that portion only?
On the CFD formation?
Yes.
Yes.
You could do that?
Yes.
Well, then he just underbid ORIC.
Yep, ORIC.
Okay, good.
That was a great business decision.
Thank you.
Move for approval?
Hey, while we're ahead, any other comments?
No. Let's make sure we get it in the minutes correctly.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Would we get that? And
yeah.
You're making that representation.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
want to include in the minutes. I'll sign something.
No, that's
oh, no, no.
Your word's
your
good.
Your word is good. Right. If you can't trust a lawyer, who can you trust? with that, I would.
Excuse me, PFAC committee members.
We still have another one.
One more to go. One yeah. more consultant to right. recommendation to go. We are requesting the selection of a market absorption consultant. An RFP for market absorption services was distributed via BidSync, the county's online procurement, to 2,408 firms that registered with BidSync as an economic or financial consultant. 17 firms downloaded the RFP to view it. Of these, one firm, Empire Economics, responded. The county recommends Empire Economics as market absorption consultant for CFD formations, and Empire Economics has provided these services to the county over the past 5 years and previous to that. And has participated in previous county CFD formations. County staff has been very satisfied with the services and data received. The services received would include a market absorption study, price point analysis, and bond monitoring reports. The proposed fees and expenses are almost unchanged from the previous contract, and I reviewed the previous contract this morning, and I didn't see any differences. At this time, we request your committee's approval of the selected firms for CFD formations and potential bond financings. County staff and representatives from three firms are here to address any additional questions.
Somebody here from Empire Economics, sir.
Good to see you again.
Yes, Dr. Joe Jancic.
Good afternoon, Chairman and PFAC members. Joseph Jancic with Empire Economics.
My question to you, sir, is have you, I'm trying to flesh out all conflicts here. Have you, is your firm done work for the Mission Viejo Company or Ladera or any before?
Essentially, Empire Economics has provided consulting services to public entities and public entities only for the past 30 years. I was previously a university professor for 10 years, and when I left the university, I wanted to serve the public sector, and that's specifically what we do. We do not provide any consulting services whatsoever to developers, builders, or other landowners.
Okay, so the answer is no.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And have you done, tell me what other work you've done for the county on our bond issues.
Okay, we were initially selected by the County of Orange in approximately 1987. Since then, the county has formed and sold bonds on more than 20 CFDs, and we have been involved in all of those over the since 1987. Additionally, for the County of Orange as a whole, since 87, we have been involved in 91 different bond issues for CFDs, and for California as a whole, about 400 bond issues for CFDs.
And you keep an arms or a wall between you and the developer builders?
We do not perform any consulting services, and we have not done any for the past 30 years for any developers, builders, or private property owners, period.
Thank you, sir.
Any other comments to my right?
No questions on the stock market?
We'll talk to you after.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions, comments? Yes, madam.
Thank you, Chair Hughes. I just had a question on the financial advisor. I know we received the late communication, and I do want to thank a CEO staff for putting that forth, and certainly thank Field and Rolap for bringing forth that item. I do think that certainly they do good services, but we are very cognizant of that public dollars. My question is, the fee that has been quoted and is being recommended is the $58,500 plus $1,500 for expenses. And if I recall, the last time it came to us, because this is going to be similar. Do you recall what the last fee that they had quoted? It seemed to be it was lower than that, and I'm wondering if there is any further ability, because when I look, it's still quite higher than the other two responders, which certainly may not have the exact same expertise, but certainly have expertise in that business area.
Right here. Madam Treasurer, the fee quoted for the Ladera CFD refunding that we negotiated was $50,000 plus the $1,500 for expenses.
Not 58.
This previous. Was for the Ladera Ranch CFD, okay. And that was for a financing only. It did not include any of the formation services or analyses.
Is there a representative here today?
Yes. I would like to ask Jim Fabian of Fieldman Rolap to respond.
Madam Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
Thank you for coming today. And your name again, sir?
Sure. Jim Fabian, Fieldman Rolap and Associates. I'm a partner shareholder of the firm.
Great. Reviewing the submissions, you're anywhere from 45 to 30% higher than your competition. And you must do wonderful work, and I'm sure you do. But the other two people or the other two firms were qualified enough to get on our RFP list. I'm trying to figure out how you're so far off the mark on these.
Well, if I could address the first point about the last contract that was before PVAC for the refunding of Ladera Ranch. As Suzanne mentioned, that was a refinancing mm-hmm. of an existing district. What we're discussing today is a new formation. So we're looking at, somewhat, I heard the apples to kumquat analysis earlier, and that's somewhat what we're doing today because we're looking at the formation. So we're going through an actual setting up of a CFD on raw land that will be in place for years to come. And part of our expertise has been assisting the county in the formation of multiple CFDs over the tenure that we've had with the county, and that expertise and experience that we have, we feel has held very well for the county in terms of the experience with the other CFDs. And so in looking at that $50,000 fee for Ladera versus the fee that we have resubmitted to you today, that difference is related to the report that is required for a CFD formation, and then the additional time for the actual review and expertise and guidance in the formation process for the county. So that's why the fee is $58,500 versus $50,000.
I wasn't comparing it to the $50,000. You maybe misunderstood.
No, I was just responding to the previous comment that was raised.
Apple,
right?
Which all three of you are in the boat.
Right.
You're 30% higher and 45% higher.
Right. And in recognition of the fact that our fee was a little bit higher than the other firms, we worked with Suzanne to resubmit a new fee.
And that new fee is 30 and 45% higher.
Well, I will say this, that in looking at the new fee that we submitted, based upon our experience working with the county over multiple years, we have tried to price this work to reflect the time and the commitment that we need to make to perform these services. And we have, again, resubmitted a proposal to you that was less than previously submitted. And we feel, based upon the time involved and what is needed to assist the county in this formation process, and then also the preparation of the report that is required, that our fee is reflective of what we think is needed in terms of the time to do those tasks in a manner that has worked well for the county for other transactions, for Ladera Ranch, Newport Coast, Foothill Ranch, Elisa Viejo, and other projects in the county that we have worked on. Not sure if there's
Ms. anything. Lester, may I ask you a question? Why shouldn't we take the low bidder? It's 45% less.
My response, Madam Chair, to just going with the low bidder is it concerns me to engage a firm that, while they may be competent, to engage a firm that lowballs a price, and that what we want for the taxpayers of Orange County and to represent the county in a, what we know is going to be a very complex formation process is the best that we can get. And so that is why the evaluation panel, and I must say that the score sheet reflects the original pricing, and Fieldman Rollapp was dinged quite a bit for their pricing, yet they still came out as the number one most qualified, unanimously recommended financial advisor.
My concern is that either we went wrong when we set up the RFP list, and we all worked on that, and we said these people are all qualified to do business with us.
And Mr. Moore, I ever since the Ladera refunding, I've had time to think more about that. And while you're correct that all the firms that are selected on our panel are competent and qualified, I mean, there's different expertises and different levels of qualification. The best example I can think of is my education and training is an accountant, but you certainly wouldn't want to ask me to do your taxes. So, you know, there's in a financial advisory service, there are different areas of expertise, and the panel evaluation panel recognized Fieldman Rollapp as the most qualified financial advisor for the CFD formation.
You understand our role, we have to answer to the public, and they're going to ask us, why are we approving a 45% higher fee?
Well, I think an answer to that is that I'm looking here at your summary group rating. And by the way, Ms. Lester, you used to have a PFAC member on this evaluation committee. You don't do that anymore?
Only on the RFQ, the selection, the establishment of the qualified panelists where we have.
I served on it the last time on the qualifications.
But not on this?
Not on this one. I don't think there was anybody from our committee.
Okay, well, at any rate, there's no PFAC member on this. But it looks like, in terms of your rating here, I assume you're as objective as possible here, and which is justifying your 30% higher bill.
That's correct, and you know the panel gave a lot of weight to the experience, not only Fieldman Rollapp's experience in the state, but also in the county, and also our experience with Fieldman Rollapp.
May I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Did you guys look at any data on consultants that were engaged, that were deemed of decent quality to be engaged on these for other transactions to compare their fees? It sounds like they're qualitatively much better in this RFP. How do the Fieldman fees compare to other financial advisory fees on successful CFDs? Can you give us a sense of that? I don't know if those are public or you guys have data on that, but that would be interesting to hear. They may be in line with those. I think that would be comforting to understand.
Mr. Gerner, it's difficult to compare a CFD formation since the county hasn't done one in 10 years.
In other markets, for instance, other municipalities, other places, you know, what's going on in the market?
We did not do a price survey, but I can give you our most recent redevelopment refinancing transaction. The financial advisor was paid $55,000 plus expenses, and then, as mentioned, Fieldman was paid $50,000 in our most recent refinancing transaction.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Chair Hughes. I might just ask, since in the board packet, it talks about They were most recently a financial advisor to the city of Irvine in the Great Park, but also they assisted in the formation of Sendero, which I think is the most recent. Would we perhaps have the representative from Fieldman roll up to maybe answer Mr. Groner's questions, at least what were they charging in the most recent ones they had, so we can get a comparability to see what those fees are compared to what that is, if he has that information.
Well, I don't have specifics, but I can talk in ballpark terms. For example, in Sendero, I think our fee was right around in the mid-60s on that particular CFD, which was a formation bond sale transaction. We're working in the city of Tustin in the Tustin Legacy Project, formation bond transaction, and our fees right around $65,000 to $70,000 there. In a typical formation situation where we're involved with reviewing all aspects of formation to protect future homeowners who will bear the burden of this special tax, we charge usually around $30,000 for a formation perspective. And then the bond issuance is usually around $40,000. So we're typically about a $75,000 fee for a CFD formation. What we tried to do in recognition of some of the previous discussions at the committee and based upon discussions with Suzanne is to try to do the best we could knowing what is needed for this particular CFD. This is only step one, you know, hiring the selection of the team. The next step is the structuring of the CFD to make sure it adheres to your county policies. After that, you got to go through a bond sale process where our expertise and guidance will help structure a bond financing under the most favorable terms at the lowest interest cost, so those future homeowners will have hopefully the lowest possible special taxes on their houses. And I think that our expertise and experience with the county over the years has played out very well from the standpoint of the formation, the initial bond sale, but also then the refinancing and the continued lowering of special taxes for future homeowners.
Yes.
I have one more question of CEO of Ms. Lester. I'm confused. In the second paragraph, or the third paragraph on background data, and it's probably a really stupid question, and I apologize, it talks about phase one being the first proposed CFD. So when we're hiring the professionals, is this for one deal, and we expect to have many more that we're going to be coming back for each of those for separate rates? Or is this setting the whole area up that is going to be the structure for everything else, and we aren't going to have to go back? I'm just confused. I apologize.
That's a great question.
That's okay, Treasurer Friedenrich. The selection of the consultants, we intend to recommend to the board a three-year contract with an option for a renewal, which is standard at the county. That way, you know, we're not constantly in a procurement process. However, if the county is not satisfied with the services it's receiving, we can terminate at any time, and we can certainly go back out to bid at the end of one of these one-year contracts.
So maybe just an additional question. So are the fees we're setting today then the same fees that would be for every new CFD, or I'm still a little confused, and I apologize. I know you're talking about this three-year contract. How does that relate to this fee? Is this an annual, or
per deal, and our anticipation is that we would have no more than one formation and financing per year. We anticipate the formation and financing process to take about a year.
So I guess I'm thinking that this is the most difficult one, the first one, and I guess in my mind I would think that then the person, especially if they had a continuing contract, is, I know that's pretty typical for the county, that I might also ask if we would say that for the first deal it would be X, and would it be a lower amount for the future? And I don't know if that's, maybe I'm out of line in thinking of that, but that would be my thought. I just wasn't quite clear that there are separate deals, and again, we want the expertise, but it's balancing that off with the efficiencies that will come with that, and does that justify a higher starting but then a lower going down? And I'm not quite sure of that, but I do think that certainly if this would be the same fee for all of them, there's got to be efficiencies that are built in, especially when we have competitive rates that are lower. That's my concern a little.
I have a question, Ms. Foster. I'm going back to Empire Economics. Am I clear that only one person or one entity bid?
That's correct.
Well, that makes that one pretty simple.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Can we, when we do call a vote, I intend to call them separately. Is that okay?
That's okay. And Treasurer Friedenrich, to answer your question, although I personally have not been through a formation process, I've seen the different infrastructure and different facilities. Some include affordable housing components, some include retail. They're all very different. So I'm not sure. I think each CFD is its own character. And that may not be true.
Okay. Do we have any other comments, Mr. Hannon?
I do. I have. I'd like to ask Mr. Fabian again, please. Has Feldman Rolap done consulting work or been paid by Rancho Mission Viejo or any other development entities?
No, sir.
So you've never done business with them?
That's correct.
I'm confused, Ms. Lester, about this sentence. It says, the last one here, it says, this is what Feldman's done. The Santa Margarita District's formation of Sendero, comma, phase one of the planned Rancho. What is Sendero? Is that a development or a housing development?
Committee Member Hammond, Sendero is the first village name of Rancho Mission Viejo, as we named Esencia as the, it will be the actual second village. And the county did not issue the Sendero bonds. The Santa Margarita Water District did, because over 50% of the required infrastructure in that district was water infrastructure and improvements. So the issuing agency was the Santa Margarita Water District.
Okay, that explains it. So then you were paid by the water district and not the developer. Is that correct?
That is correct. That specific project is right on the corner of 74
okay.
And
I couldn't figure it out. That's
all. Santa Margarita Water District.
All right. So you've never had any financial dealings or consulting work for Rancho Mission Viejo to be redundant or any of its related building entities?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further comments to my right? To my left? Okay, do we have a motion? I'm going to take them in three. We have a motion to approve the market absorption consultant, either Empire Economics, Inc., or Empire Economics, Inc., or Empire Economics, Inc. Do we have such a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval.
Any further comments? Call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. On the second motion, I'd like to call for would be recommendation of bond and disclosure counsel, and it was quite impressive that he negotiated right here. Do we have a motion to approve bond counsel straddling?
I'll move.
Will you define with the motion again, please?
We made a deal.
Right.
And the deal, as I understand that, would Ms. Lester, would you please tell us what your understanding is?
Yes, Chair Hughes, my understanding is that the cap that we will, for the formation process, bond counsel will be paid at an hourly rate with a cap of $25,000.
Correct.
And then there's a fee of
$80,000? For the financing.
For the financing, correct. And plus a maximum of $475 for expenses.
Correct.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Mr. Hammond?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody have a motion?
I think I moved.
You moved?
Second.
There's second? No further questions? Call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
The last one will be the selection of the financial advisor.
Is there a motion to approve Feldman Rolla?
I'll make a motion for approval.
Any further comments? I'm going to call roll call vote on this. Madam Treasurer?
And I guess the question I have is the motion, could you repeat what exactly the dollar amount of the motion is so we have it? It's the 58 plus the, because that's the supplementary information. I just want to make sure.
58,000 plus 1,500.
And my question is, since we have a motion and a second, the discussion, all of these contracts we're looking at today are then planned, for, even though it doesn't say the 3-year with the 2 1-year, I think that would be important in future to put in, because each of those, it sounds like it's either the total. It doesn't say that there's 3 years. I guess I would ask, is the maker of the motion say that that is a 3-year, or is that as a, you know, first time to come back? Could I get clarification from the maker of the motion as to what that term is?
It's my understanding it's only for this CFD. Is that right?
Correct. 1 year.
That's not correct. Our intention is to recommend a multi-year contract to the board, so that we can have some continuity in the CFD process. However, we plan to adhere to county standards.
But what about if there's another CFD that comes along within the 3-year period? Is the pricing set as the same as this?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that.
Right. Madam Chairman, I move to amend the motion.
Please do.
I move to amend the motion to a 1-year agreement.
Or one CFD.
Just make it to this one CFD.
Yeah, one CFD. Thank you.
Any comments on that, Ms. Luster?
I have to say that that's not what the county staff is recommending. I believe that I'm recommending we move forward with the contract, and if we have any issues or are not satisfied with the contract, then we can always go out for bid for the next CFD.
With Empire, is it a 3-year deal or is it just for this deal?
It'll be a 5-year deal. Mm.
So every CFD that comes along, they have it at this price.
That's correct, and that's standard. The previous contract was a 5-year contract. Our general services contracts that we have with various financial advisors and bond counsel are 5-year. They're 3 years with options to extend to a maximum of 5 years.
So we're locked into this pricing for 3 years or 5 years.
May I ask a question? If we have a 3 or 5 year contract, and I agree that it's inefficient to come back every year, and we defer a lot to staff after we've gone through this, if you're unhappy with the service, are you locked into using that consultant in subsequent years to this one? Or may you use a different one if you decide that you do not want to continue to use the consultant for 3 or 5 years?
We have the option of going out to bid again. In fact, with 30 days notice, we can terminate any contract.
Without cause.
Without cause.
I think that's an important
distinction.
And if you're uncomfortable with the pricing because of this kind of, there should be some natural runoff because of the complexity. I think that's something we should figure out right now and grapple with. But I don't think we should come back every year to do this. I agree with staff on that point.
So just to be clear, this pricing that we've agreed to with these three groups is the same for any CFD that happens in the next 3 to 5 years?
That's correct.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
I don't either.
Okay, well,
do we need a second for my amendment?
I'll withdraw my motion.
He's going to withdraw the motion.
Should we start again?
Well, any motion with reference to?
Well, it seems to me that
the financial advisor. Do we send it back to staff for further work?
I think it needs to, we need to send it back to Ms. Luster to figure this out. because I think we, mostly agree that locking in this pricing for 3 years or 5 years, even with a 30-day cancellation, is not a good business plan. I don't think.
I don't think we're locking it in.
I think we are.
I think we are.
I think we have created a construct where we can continue to adhere to, or staff could make a recommendation not to.
But staff.
Yeah, but the staff is not going to come back and want to reprice when there's a subsequent CFD. Exactly. It's a lot of work.
Right, and nor should they if the world is pretty much the same.
But if
you want to make a judgment on how things should change, I think maybe what would be helpful is to hear from the consultants on the difference in work, maybe in terms of man hours, person hours, or to understand that, because I think that seems to be the point of contention, that there's an intuition that there's a radically less amount of work with subsequent deals.
No, that's
right?
Only part of it. Part of it is, why do we have a 40% higher rate,
right,
or 35% with no explanation as to what the difference is if all three firms are qualified? And as a steward of the county's money, there was no adequate explanation given for that. And then it's a longer term contract.
Madam Chair, I just have a question then. So the firms that bid on, Suzanne, the firms that bid on these RFPs, did they bid with the assumption that they were going to do multiple deals, so that if we send this back to you and you come back and we're basically negotiating a one CFD type of deal, I'm assuming that over time there are certain losses in terms of economies of scale. Will that affect the way that they bid or the price that they agreed to? So what I'm worried about is that we sent out the RFP, we had one set of assumptions, the firms had assumptions when they bid, and now from PFAC we make a modification and say these are one CFD deals. Is that going to then send everyone back to drawing boards, and then we're going to have a fresh discussion about what it would be to do separate deals?
Mr. Kim, when we sent out the RFPs, we sent them out with a model template of the contract, and we represented that this would be the first of what we anticipated to be several CFDs over the next few years, and the template of the model contract mentioned 3 year with an option to extend.
Why don't we have a copy of the contract?
You
want us to approve a fee, but we don't have a copy of the template.
Madam Chair, we're requesting that you approve the selection of qualified consultants, and then we are going to the board to request that they approve the selection plus the contract.
Yes, but part of approving the consultant is price and terms.
Yeah.
And we don't have the contract that you referred to that everybody else has in order to vote on it.
That's correct, and we'll, that's,
yeah.
Typically, my understanding is the practice has been PFAC's oversight is to provide oversight and selection of qualified firms, but it's the Board of Supervisors that will be approving a contract.
That's No. Nice individual. I don't have his contract.
Yeah.
You want me to approve his $58,000 without the terms?
The purview of PFAC, Madam Chair, is to select the team.
Right, based upon competent information.
Not the contract.
Well, I understand.
Oh, that's not true, Richard. I disagree with that. we're here to generally approve financings,
right,
and everything that goes into them. And I think this sort of slipped under the carpet for us here. I didn't realize that the structure of these things was 3 years, and that this is locking in fees and for 3 years. I can't recommend that.
Madam Chairman, I wonder if I might make a comment.
Moore.
Sir, you're a shareholder in the organization?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I think you see the stress that the board is under here. We're going back and forth While I can't speak for the board, I think I could put forward a plan that maybe we could get this approved today if you're authorized to. I think, you may not think it is as fair as everyone would think it, but I think if we went back to your fee of $50,000, which is above the other two agencies that we're looking at, I think I might be able to get the board to vote on that here and now, and you can walk out with an agreement.
I'm more concerned about the 3 years than I am the money.
I understand.
If I may, Angie Duffery, Deputy County Counsel. At this point, if the committee were to change the terms of what was proposed in the RFP, I would recommend that the RFP be reissued under different criteria. The RFP went out with a 5-year or 3-year with a 2-year possible renewal, and I think changing that now would be, it'd be opening the PFAC and the county.
We could calendar for PFAC to ask staff to give us a report 10 months into this to ask how the contractor is.
I think he just
right under the terms.
How does that change the RFP? He just changed the price.
Right.
That doesn't change the structure of the RFP.
No.
No, I think there was a discussion that let's just limit it perhaps to one.
No, that's not my
point.
He's
just saying that. Changing the price.
Yeah.
Mr. I think Dinkin? That's all he's saying.
Mr. Fabian, what say you?
Working with Suzanne, we tried to, in good faith, try to present a pricing that we thought would adequately protect ourselves as a firm.
We understand
located
that.
In Orange County, knowing the work and the effort involved in protecting the citizens of Orange County by doing a very thorough report. By making sure that the formation process of the CFD is done in a fair and adequate manner, and that the future bond sales will be done in a manner that also provides the best flexibility and the lowest interest cost. Having said that, I feel like a little bit like Mr. Neal did in this regard. We value our relationship with the County of Orange. We think that it has been a good partnership, has served the county well, has served us well. As a local financial advisor who is offices in Irvine and has worked on this, if that's what I need to do to secure this business today, I will do it.
Well, 50,000.
Can I ask you another way?
Yes, sir.
And that is, let's assume that we pay you your proposed fee, but This is only for this one CFD.
I think that's been addressed by County Council, the issue of the term of the RFP and the way that this is structured.
I'm more comfortable.
So the answer is no.
I'd move for a motion.
I do. I move for a motion that we accept your offer at $50,000.
A second.
For 3 years.
As stated in the RFP.
For 3 years.
Yes.
And what about the 3-year term for the law firm and the marketing group?
That's already part of the RFP. Done.
We'd have to go back and do the whole RFP again.
But we have 30 days notice without cause.
What I'd like to ask is, so many months into this, a report to be backed on what the billings are.
Right.
Whatever would be an appropriate time, Ms. Lester, maybe we can confer, and then you can bring this back for a review of where we are.
Madam Chair, that's a fair request, and I might suggest that the timing to bring back billings might be at the completion of the formation process. That would be about a 6-month period we're anticipating.
Okay, if you could agendize that. But we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Looking for a second.
Second.
Okay, and that's to approve it at $50,000. Mr. Hammond, you usually have the last word. Do you have another one?
No. I know.
Mr. Fabian, you are representing in the minutes it's $50,000?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
No Madam further. Chair, for the record, could we get the vote again? Who's?
We haven't voted yet.
I have a motion on the table.
The motion you moved and then seconded by Mr. Groner.
Mr. Groner.
Thank you.
Call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Yes, I oppose. And I oppose not because of your fee. That's not it. That's not the issue. I think this structure is very poor. And not because you're not competent. You are competent. Yeah. I know that. So,
Ms. Lester, and further, when we come back, may I get the feelings of the fellow committee members? Can we have the contracts given to us? Anybody else disagree with me that we shouldn't have them?
No. Of course.
May we do that?
Yes, we will discuss it internally, and I'll provide a communication. I mean, that I'd like to go back and look at the policies and procedures and the bylaws of PFAC before I formally respond.
Well, if you're asking PFAC to vote to recommend professionals and set their hourly rate and their fee, and staff doesn't feel that it is important that we have all of the relevant facts and data, perhaps the committee members should approach the Board of Supervisors to discuss what it is they think we're doing here.
I understand what you're saying, and I can commit to, I want to review our policies and procedures, and I'll provide a communication, and I anticipate that we will be providing the contracts, but I want to make sure that we're following our policies and procedures. And if we need to amend those policies and procedures, that might be the next step.
Town Council, you'll weigh in on this, will you not?
I intend to.
Thank you. Any further, public members, any comments from the public? Nothing further. Call the meeting adjourned.
Thank you.